Chapter 6. Bad News. Mrs. White placed her hands behind her and hurriedly untied her apron. She put it on her chair and went to the door. She brought the stranger, who still seemed nervous, into the room. He wouldn't look directly at her and hardly listened at all as the old lady apologized for the appearance of the room and her state of dress. She then waited patiently for him to explain his business, but he was at first strangely silent. "I was asked to call," he said at last, then stopped to pick a thread from his pants. "I come from Ma and Megan's." The old lady started. Ma and Megan's was the company Herbert worked for. "Is anything the matter?" she asked breathlessly. "Has anything happened to Herbert? What is it? What is it?" Her husband stepped in. "There, there," he said quickly. "Sit down and don't worry so much, dear. I'm sure everything's fine." Looking at the stranger, Mr. White said, "You've not brought bad news, I'm sure, sir," and eyed the stranger hopefully. "I'm sorry," began the visitor. "Is he hurt?" demanded the mother wildly. The visitor paused. "Badly hurt," he said quietly, "but he is not in any pain."
"Oh, thank God," said the old woman with relief. "Thank God for that. Thank—"
She broke off suddenly as the true meaning of the man's words hit her. She looked at him, hoping she had misunderstood, but he did not make eye contact, and she knew that the worst was true. She caught her breath and, turning to her husband, put her hand upon his. There was a long silence. "He was caught in the machinery," said the visitor after a long pause, speaking in a low voice. "Caught in the machinery," repeated Mr. White in shock. "Yes, I see." He sat staring out at the window and took his wife's hand between his own two. He pressed it as he used to do in their old courting days nearly 40 years before. "He was the only child left to us," he said, turning gently to the visitor. "It is hard." The man cleared his throat and, after rising, walked slowly to the window. "The company wished me to tell you how sorry they are for your terrible loss," he said without looking around. "I hope that you will understand I am only their servant and simply following orders." There was no reply. The old woman's face was white, her eyes staring into space. The look on her husband's face was a look such as his friend, the sergeant major, might have carried into his first battle. "I was to say that Ma and Megan's take no responsibility," continued the visitor. "The accident is not their fault at all, but in consideration of your son's services, they wish to present you with a certain amount of money." Mr. White dropped his wife's hand and rose to his feet with a look of horror at his visitor. His dry lips shaped the words. "How much?" £200, was the answer. Unaware of his wife's cries, the old man smiled weakly, put out his hands like a sightless man, and dropped to the floor.